Megan Doherty is a Brooklyn-based illustrator and designer whose work has appeared in books, websites, and posters. She's just written a very funny book about a serious subject sorely ignored in these times, etiquette. She's filled it with drawings of our childhood pals, Dick and Jane, and one of them figures prominently in the title, How Not to Be a Bleep, an Everyday Etiquette Guide. Let's find out more. Welcome, Megan, and thanks for stopping by the book report.
Thank you guys for having me.
Your book has a funny title, but it actually deals with the serious subject of being considerate to others. You cover everything from bathroom etiquette to proper language in office emails. What was your impetus to write the book?
It's actually funny. I had a boss that was slightly passive-aggressive, and it made it a little difficult to work. And I was actually pitching a different book at the time, and I came home and I emailed my editor at Just Books. I'm like, how about this third book idea, How Not to Be a D? And he's like, I love it. Let's do it. So it was actually funny how it happened. Even though at the time I thought she was a difficult boss, it actually turned out to be a great thing.
All right. He inspired you. Yeah. With so many situations that you cover, is the book targeted towards a specific age group?
Actually, no. When we first were thinking about doing it, it was going to be 18 and up. But with everything going on with bullying, especially on the internet, and we just felt like it was important to also address things for a younger crowd as well. So we are thinking young adults to new adults would be a great target for this. So it gave us a good opportunity to talk about things like Snapchat or bullying, but then still reference Willow or old Seinfeld episodes. So it gave us a great opportunity to appeal to two different audiences.
Right. Well, since you mentioned bullying, share some pointers on how one should deal with this.
Right. Well, I mean, it's basically the idea in the book is it's the golden rule. You should treat others as you want to be treated. And I feel like if people took some time to understand each other, that it would definitely lessen bullying. And if things like the internet are so difficult, especially when you're a kid, and a lot of us were fortunate not to have access to Facebook and MySpace or Snapchat when you were so young and you're learning about yourself and you're learning about others. So I think it's really important to teach your kids that the internet is the internet and that they should go outside and they should learn empathy and learn talking to someone face-to-face. You know, because a lot of times when you make fun of someone over the internet, you don't see how it makes them feel. So in the book, we talk a lot about understanding people, taking a second and think about how you'd like to be treated, and then also get off the internet for a little bit and actually interact with people and know what you're doing, how it's affecting other people.
Right. And in your At a Party chapter, you write about turning off social media devices, and I could not agree more. What is the polite way to ask a friend to stop texting someone else when you're actually standing in front of them trying to have a conversation?
Yeah, I mean, that is difficult. It is the most frustrating thing. Yeah, if you're trying to talk with someone and you don't have their attention. So I think it's just as simple as saying, you know, when you're texting, it makes me feel like our conversation is important. And I really want to talk to you and I really want to hang out with you. So I think if you tell someone how you feel and you're not aggressive about it, more people will tend to listen to you. No one wants to make the other person feel bad, especially if it's your friend at a party. And some people do it habitually. I know I do as well, and a lot of my friends do. But it becomes like a habit, an addictive habit. So I think it's just reminding your friend that you're there and you want to hang out with them and you care about having their attention, that they would be more understanding and more aware about putting their phone down.
Right. Okay, so more on parties. You instruct folks to inform neighbors you're planning a party and perhaps even invite them to attend. So
yes.
As a neighbor myself, is there a proper time that parties should end or at least significantly quiet down?
Yes. I believe like if it's on the weekend, I feel like 11 o'clock is when people should be like considerate. And if it's during the week, it should be earlier. I think it's something that you should discuss with your neighbors. I think it's incredibly important because maybe your neighbors wouldn't mind if it went to midnight. But yeah, definitely become considerate as it becomes very late, like 11 o'clock on the weekend, 9:30, 10 o'clock during the week.
Let's talk about sort of an intimate subject, bathroom etiquette. Is there anything you should say or could say to someone who's talking on their cell phone while others are in a public restroom?
That is the worst. Oh, I hate it so much. Yeah, because, oh, unfortunately, when people have to go to the bathroom, they have to go. And if someone's on the phone, it makes them insecure and they have to be in the bathroom longer. So I saw this happen the other day. And someone was in the bathroom talking on their cell phone, and I asked them politely, I'm like, I'm sorry, I believe other people are in here trying to go to the bathroom. It would be really nice if you could take your conversation into the hallway or downstairs in the lobby. Because it's true, I don't want to be on the phone with my mother and then have the toilet flush.
Exactly. So, all right. Yeah. Well, what is the right way to deal with a boss that you hate?
Oh, yes, it's very difficult. I feel like open communication is the best answer for a lot of things. And a lot of times people are difficult to work with, and it doesn't really have anything to do with yourself. I mean, sometimes it does, but giving a little understanding that maybe they're dealing with an intense amount of pressure, or maybe they don't handle pressure or stress very well. So, for instance, when I had my boss that was passive aggressive, I talked with her and I said, oh, I appreciate it when you speak to me this way, and it makes me feel more motivated and it makes me feel happier as an employee. But when you speak to me in this other way, it makes me feel discouraged and down about my place in the company. And it made the biggest difference.
Hmm.
So having like a nice, calm, like I'd say first understand why you don't like your boss. And if it takes you writing it down to fully understand why you don't like your boss, I think you should take the time to do that. And then if you find that there is a way you can communicate again with the I feel this way because it will give you guys both understanding, because people don't want people to hate them. People don't want people to hate coming to work. So I think having an open communication like that, where you're not blaming anyone, you're just telling someone how you feel and how you appreciate certain things and how some things are discouraging, I think it's important.
Hmm. So is there a difference between the way girls and guys have reacted to your book?
Oh, it's so funny, because guys assume that since the D word is in the title, that it's only addressed to men. So, and I find when they read it, they see it's actually really equal. There's a lot of things in the book that you would think stereotypically a guy would do, but I have the girl character doing it, or the reverse, something stereotypically a girl would do. I have the guy doing it. So they're both sharing like equal weight. So it's funny, because girls don't get the same reaction. They think it's for both. But a lot of guys have thought it was just targeted towards guys.
Right. And talk a little about the book's illustrations.
Oh, yeah. So they're 1940s to 50s inspired. They're kind of an homage to the Dick and Jane characters, where there's a girl character, a boy character, and a dog. Which is actually my dog, Polly, but it's like an homage to Spot.
Spot.
And there's simple line drawings from the earlier, inspired by the earlier drawing versions of Dick and Jane. And I want them to be two little characters that reference more recent things and look like they're running around in the book and having fun. There's over 400 illustrations, so people who like line drawings will like that. It's kind of a D.
Well, I want to tell the readers that this book was a lot of fun and dealt with a subject that we need to think more about. Thanks so much for joining us today, Megan.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
All righty. Bye now.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.